USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Congress has sent a bill to the president's desk that will avert a federal government shutdown. It's a two-week government funding extension that was passed by the Senate and the House yesterday. Kevin Hart is stepping down as host of the Oscars because of homophobic tweets he's made in the past. Soon after Hart was announced as the host of the Academy Awards, someone shared tweets that Hart had made about 10 years ago, including those homophobic slurs. The Academy's not announced a replacement host. Hart says he's stepping down because he's sorry for what he tweeted in the past, and he doesn't want to be a distraction now. America's longest-serving death row inmate finally executed after 36 years. David Earl Miller chose to die by electric chair after his lawyers argued lethal injection would cause a torturous death. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to Medishare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. Medishare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
Medishare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without Medishare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
A U.S.-authored resolution condemning the terrorist activity of Hamas against Israel goes down to defeat in the United Nations. As she's in her final days as ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley was saying it's all about a double standard.
Since coming to the U.N., everyone in this room has heard me talk about double standards and the fact that we need fairness in the U.N., and we take on heavy concerns and heavy issues, and the answers aren't always easy. But if we don't have fairness, we don't have anything else. This is not about emotion. This is about doing what's right.
The late George H.W. Bush getting a military send-off as he was laid to rest in Texas yesterday with a dramatic military flyover as the casket of the 41st president arrived at his presidential library in College Station. Mr. Bush was interred next to his wife Barbara and their daughter Robin, who died at the age of three. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
An award show that often previews the Oscars names its nominees. USA Radio's Chris Barnes now with details.
Nominations for the 2019 Golden Globe Awards are out. Among those for Best Comedy Film,
Crazy Rich Asians, The Favorite, Green Book, Mary Poppins Returns, and Vice.
The nominees announced on Thursday morning from the Beverly Hilton Hotel in L.A., the movie Vice, getting six nominations, leading all other films. A Star is Born, Green Book, and The Favorite each got five, but no female directors were honored by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association this year. The awards will be held on January 6th and telecast on NBC, hosted by Sandra Oh and Andy Samberg. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A troubling update now on a very popular food. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control, report more people in the hospital after eating romaine lettuce. USA Radio's John Clemens now with the update.
That number now stands at 52 cases across 15 states that include two people who are now suffering from kidney failure. No common grower, supplier, distributor, or brand of romaine lettuce has been identified, but the CDC has issued a warning not to eat or serve romaine lettuce from the central coastal growing regions of northern or central California. Those who come down with E. coli infection suffer from stomach cramps, bloody diarrhea, and with vomiting.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.